When your hometown lights the path to your dreams. With Jennifer McCormick.
My name is Jennifer McCormick. I grew up in Newcastle, Indiana, attended school at Westwood Elementary, which was an amazing opportunity for me, and then went on through to grade 12. Through that time growing up in Newcastle, you know, we were very involved as a family and have since returned. We are a fifth generation farm family. The beginning of our farming was in Adams County, where my dad and my mom grew up. And then my dad's job again with the USDA brought him here because he was working on two structures. One was Westwood Lake and the other one was Summit Lake. And so he was the project engineer for both of those huge structures that are forever lasting. And I'm extremely proud of that. That's what brought us to Newcastle. My dad is still here. My mom passed away 10 years ago, but she was extremely involved in the community and all kinds of things philanthropic. And my dad was as well. My mom ran the Hallmark store for years when it was the Wooden Key. Very, very active in the community. And that's how we grew up, which I attribute a lot to what I do now, to the way I grew up. My high school experience was here in Newcastle. I was involved in athletics and had a great experience here at Newcastle. I had amazing teachers, amazing support staff, all K through 12, and then went on to Purdue. I studied elementary education, which a lot of people at the time didn't do at Purdue, but I had a great experience and came out of school, and it was a time when there weren't teaching jobs, and I got a job at the Henry County Youth Center and had a really, truly life-changing experience when I worked there, where I went back and then got a master's in special education and ended up teaching in special education. I taught for 10 years, taught special education in sixth grade, and then went on to be an elementary principal, which is the best job in the world, at Yorktown in Delaware County. Keeping my ties here close because my mom and dad were still in Henry County, so we weren't too far. And then went on to be an assistant superintendent and then served as superintendent at Yorktown for 7.5 years. I became the superintendent of public instruction for the state of Indiana, I was the last elected state superintendent, number 44. I was one of three women in all those years of state superintendency. I'm very proud of that, but I also look back at that and think about my roots to Newcastle because it does go back to public service, staying committed to not just kids, but to families and a community. And I take a lot of the lessons I learned here from Henry County and I took them to the State House and we had an amazing team. And we did, really, really good work with the Department of Education.
Jennifer shares an update on her current work.
When I left the state superintendency, I am the chairman of a board for an architectural firm out of Indianapolis, Gibraltar Design, and I have learned a ton and love every bit of it. We do K-12 work with buildings, but we also do higher ed, Vincennes University, some of Purdue, and so we're incredibly busy, and I welcome that. It's been a nice learning experience for me, so that's kind of my professional life, and then I also assist with some districts. I've been helping Monroe County Schools and Oak Hill Schools, which is also keeping my hands in the schoolwork. Then I threw my hat in to run for governor. So I'm the Democratic candidate for governor in the race for 2024, which again, I draw a lot back on my Newcastle ties to say, let's bring some common sense, civility, and bipartisanship back to that state house. And, you know, I believe in our communities. I believe in people, which goes right back to my Newcastle roots on how I was raised. Newcastle has come up big in just support from across the state. And it's so nice to see a familiar face. And some of them, like, I don't recognize because I haven't seen them since I was like 10. But when they tell me who they are, I'm like, okay, it just grounds you. You know, it's a familiar face, a familiar name, and you go right back to being on that back of the bus.
Jennifer gives her thoughts on the revitalization of downtown.
I love to see the life downtown. You know, of the evenings, there's some great restaurants that are now coming in, and there's a life coming back, some great shops. And, you know, I love to see that life coming back to downtown. You know, it's different than when we were doing it because we were obviously cruising, and now it's like they cruise in and they stay, and then they visit with each other, and they're shopping, and they're entertaining, and they're listening to music. And I love to see the life coming back into the community. It's a good thing for everybody. It's a place to go. It's social. It's a place to go do business. It adds that, you know, several different places to eat and to recreate and to visit with each other. It's huge. I mean, downtown development is key to all that's going on across the nation.
Jennifer expresses her passion for her hometown.
I just believe in Newcastle. I believe in Henry County. I believe in who we are. You know, I owe a lot to this community. It was good to me. It was good to my family. It was good to my siblings. And, you know, I'm proud to be from here. I'm proud to come back and live here again. And, you know, I'm committed to doing what I can do to be a part to solutions and just really encourage others, if they haven't been here in a while, to come back and take a peek. But those who are here, get involved and make sure that we're doing whatever we can do to push our community forward. That's who we are. And we should embrace that and be proud.